Yes, that's what we want. We want you to get right in the mood. And now 11 minutes past the hour. Welcome to your conversation station, 92.3 Nigeria Info, Port Harcourt. My name is Jude, the Dude. Oh, mommy, babe. We start off this morning looking at development of Port Harcourt. This morning, the development of Port Harcourt. And my question for us this morning is this, okay? How should traditional or regular or accustomed practices, right, be handled as the city develops? Right now, recently, town planning experts Superuchi Unjoku is calling for the inclusion of professionals following the proposed bill to establish the River State Town Development Authority. You know that stuff a lot of people are talking about. That, oh, we don't have town planners. You know, we need good town planners. You know, so that everywhere can be okay. All right. Now he was speaking to Rikachi Obu. So let's take a listen to what he said.
We have over the years called on the government to take us away from this one city syndrome. As the assembly begin to look at this bill, we urge them to get town planners involved. Of course, other professionals, architects, engineers who are of the built environment profession, so that there won't be lacuna in implementations we had in the 2003 fiscal planning law. The new town development will bring up neighborhood designs, neighborhood plans. I must also say the assembly members must not play politics with this.
Everybody's always it's one of the weirdest things, right, in Nigerian, you know, leadership or rule or whatever you want to call it, you know, the government, that almost every conversation somebody then ends up with, oh, don't politicize this. But he goes on further to talk about the benefits of proper planning of towns and decongestion of the city center. All right, and this is where our conversation is hinged upon.
When our neighborhoods are planned, be it the rural area, be it the urban area, every aspect of the economy start to gain. One, if it's a rural area, for instance, that has a very perfect layout with site and services, the roads are of standard, you see that land in that area will appreciate. The cost of houses will increase. Maybe ancillary businesses will be attracted. You have banks, you have maybe mini industries, and everybody will enjoy.
So you see, when you do that properly, you have banks coming. Remember a few weeks ago, we had someone call and say, oh, Jude, in my community, there are no banks. All right, I think so. Was it somewhere in Thai? Yeah, I think so. Somewhere in Thailkana. There are no banks, you know, and things like that. But you see, when I got to listen to this report, right, this was over the weekend, I couldn't help but wonder if this town planning is going to sit very well with the rest of the residents in River State, in Port Harcourt. Because you see, if you've ever been to Lagos, right, those of you who visit Lagos very often, particularly by road, you would know by now, right, that between Ogun and Lagos, there's almost no defining boundary any longer. You can literally drive from Berga, right, and you are in Sagamu, and you probably won't even realize that, oh, I have left Lagos. The towns are everywhere. They are sprawling. There are banks everywhere. There are communities everywhere. There are city centers everywhere. But with all those city centers come, as you would expect, nuances, practices that some people, you know, would have to let go of. Now, one of the worst practices that I think a lot of people, you know, might find difficult to let go of is their, in quotes, our place type of mentality. The city centers are about to be developed. Would they let these things happen? These traditional practices, ladies and gentlemen, we need to find out which one of them you think people will find difficult to let go of. My name is Jude. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to your conversation station.
Views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, turn down the volume if a radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Please, didn't say, didn't hear it. Do not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims. Do not make inciting statements. Numbers to call 0817923-0002. 0817923-0003. 0817923-0002, 0817923-0003. How should traditional practices be handled as the city develops? If we're going to decongest, and let's be honest, right, Port Harcourt has been expanding for a while. Few years ago, the NTA road was one straight line. That was it. And there was a lot of bush everywhere. But this is open. But now that it's open, you have to ask yourself, are the practices that people used to do or that they are comfortable with, have they stopped it? Well, I'm not saying they must stop it, but there are certain practices that you would not expect people to have as the cities try to expand. Take, for example, people are talking about, you know, having, you know, more cities beyond River State. And you have to ask yourself, the way Port Harcourt is right now, the way the people are all flippant, nonchalant with their hygiene, dropping wrappers everywhere, Ahoda is not that dirty. I've been to Omok. Omok is not that dirty. Let's be very honest. They're not. But if this plan works, and it would be good that the plan works, would it be a thing of shame to now see the dirty nature that people have now been used to in Port Harcourt? They now carry it to Omok, assuming Omok now has, you know, a big mall and stuff like that. Basically, development. Yes, the place should be built. Every single local government here should look like a city. That's the reason why a lot of people in the US will probably not even visit the capital city of their state. Why? Because they are comfortable where they are. We want that. That's not a problem. But what about their habits? When people migrate, they usually carry with them their practices. When people migrate, there's a culture shock. They may meet another group of people who have certain characteristics or who have certain practices that they are not comfortable with. It's a culture shock. And it sounds weird, but it can happen here in River State. 0179230002 0179230003. Facebook and X at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. That's Twitter, by the way. Yes, you wonder what X is. It's Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH. Follow, join the conversations, and let us have a great time having a conversation with you. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. All right, Daniel is speaking to us from Ozuoba. Daniel, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yeah, for me, I think if we have a proper development plan, naturally there are things that will be shaped out as development comes through. There are some practices we had before in the rural areas that, as a result of modern infrastructure, those deities are naturally. So it has to do with proper planning. If we plan a city, you don't plan a city like you're talking about Lagos, Ogun State. Those plans are not, it was a long-time plan that was implemented gradually. So as they are implementing it, if it's a culture that needs to be exhibited to the world for tourism's sake, it will be preserved.
Okay.
But if it's a culture that looks like something like a witchcraft or something, naturally development will take it away. That's what I think.
Okay, all right.
And we need proper
urban
planning.
Daniel, sorry to interject. You see, you just made mention of something very important. Is if it looks like witchcraft. What exactly is witchcraft? If some people, you know, decide that, oh, they like to serve, you know, Olokun or whatever it is, you know, it's their culture. Shouldn't you export it? After all, people travel to China and Japan and they visit their temples.
Okay, if they think those practices are good for them, then they should take a space for themselves. Instead of using it now to inconvenience other people in the name of businesses in China, you see them on Google, they are on Google. If you want to visit there, they have their own area. They are not using those practices in China to affect other people that don't like what they are doing.
I see.
So that's
what
the
mean.
Difference between Nigeria and those, I mean, let's say Africa and those other areas. You can do your practices. but we don't use it to encroach on other people's rights. If anybody likes what you're doing, the person should come to your area and be part of what you're doing. That's what I think. Then let me give an example. Along this Uzoba Road now,
yes.
Uzoba Road, there is a mortuary there. With the level of development now, I don't expect that kind of thing to be there.
Okay.
So what the government should do is come up with a development plan, maybe a road that will cut across that place, because if you say they stop it, they will take you to court and the rest of them. Come up with a road plan. I want to construct a road there. I will compensate you. Leave this place. I will construct a road. Use development to chase that thing away.
Okay.
So that's what I think.
All right, Daniel, thank you very much. That's an interesting take. And I know that morgue that he's talking about. Is it the proper place to site the morgue? Because, like I said, way before this road was dualized, right? Talking about the NTA, Choba Road, way before it was dualized, it was a single road. And it was a very lonely road, all right? Those of you who are old enough to have been traveling back then, you know, when you're going to, like, say, in the early 2000s or 2000, yeah, early 2000s, right? You know what I'm talking about. Even this Choba Rumoko Road was a small road. It was a small road. And so there were only very few structures. And I think that's one of the structures. So now, that's a very clear example. Now that the place is expanded, you have buildings, you have recreational centers, at least there are some bars around that area. There are churches, there are schools in those places, there are hospitals, petrol stations, hotels, you name it. Should that place now decide, should they move it away? Because, we are a civilized society. We need mortuary attendants. We need a place to keep our dead. Interesting. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's where you join us this morning and send in your comments. 0809-030-6416. Quickly just read a message here on my page before I get away. This one says, hi, G, good morning. Planning is not just about putting structures or having roads in certain areas and connecting them to other exit points. Planning is all about keeping people in a positive state. There are places where you go that's nasty getting. Because of the way it was planned, the people naturally respond better to certain elements in their environment. That's what true planning is all about. And I agree, there are some habits that just need to be faded away when development comes. And Port Harcourt is still a long way from that. All right, thank you very much. But what are those practices then? That's the big question this morning. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns in 3.5 minutes.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
You're tuned to your number one talk station, Nigeria Info. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Greetings from us to you this Monday morning. It did rain yesterday, and I'm not quite sure if it's going to rain today, but I'm getting to see mostly cloudy weather being reported. So keep an eye out. Most likely in the afternoons, there's going to be a change, you would definitely get to hear during the major news bulletin. But this morning, we're talking about development in River State, Port Harcourt in particular. Now, I remember having a conversation a year or two ago when we were comparing the level of development with in Port Harcourt with that of Warri and other Niger Delta state. And a lot of you back then said, man, Port Harcourt is amazing. You cannot compare Port Harcourt to Warri. You can't compare Port Harcourt to Yenagoa. You can't compare Port Harcourt to, Uyo or Do. I kind of contested that one that day. However, this is the reason here. right? Because now that we are talking about creating a proper town planning facet of the government, making sure that the government does, you know, a better job of placing not just people, but amenities, all right, infrastructure, all right, that will benefit the entire area. Now, a lot of you who are listening to us obviously would say, okay, the road network in Port Harcourt is slightly better right now with the flyovers, or maybe much improved. No, depending on what side of the divide you are on, okay? So it's much improved, and it's going to give the state a much better outlook in the next, what, 10, 15 years, when, as you would know, as you would expect, more things will be built, more things will be done. But in the process of trying to decongest the city, all right, there is an aspect that is not physically expressed, and that is the practices, the cultural norms and nuances. Back then, like I told you, when it was just a single road, it was not very common to have a lot of people, you know, travel down. In fact, we used to say if you're leaving, once you pass Rumokuta Market, right? Those days, once you pass Rumokuta Market, that means you are traveling to Chuba, because that's where, you know very well, the University of Port Harcourt is. You would travel. And so in their minds, you know, people would say, okay, when we get to campus, it's a different mindset entirely. But now the people of Chuba, Rumalogu, they are now more open than they used to be before. They have people who are residents, students stay in those areas, workers stay in those areas. You have hospitals in those places. You have bars, you have restaurants. All are now situated. It's making the place more cosmopolitan. It's becoming livelier. So they have more guests, they have more visitors. So certain things, you know, certain practices would either be imbibed, or like our first caller made mention, would just fade away, or maybe they have to be cut off. I don't know, but you tell us. It was not unusual when we were in school back then, you know, if you just walked down to Umoko, right? That's in Alu, right? If you walk down there, right, you're going to find, you know, maybe some people who will just cross the streets, you know, sometimes bare chest, or, you know, with their bicycles, they are going to the farm, you know, they will even insult you while you walk on the side of the road. But now the roads are wider. They don't do those things. They honestly don't. Now, when I listened to the comments by, you know, the town planner who says, look, we need to get more professionals inside, which is good, which is needed, we shouldn't forget that town planning is not, like the message I read, is not just about buildings alone. It's about the people. We need to decongest the center. Fine. But once we're decongesting the center, are we changing the practices? Are we changing our habits? Are we being more courteous to other people in the new, in the environment, or in quotes, the new environment?
We have over the years called on the government to take us away from this one city syndrome. As the assembly begin to look at this bill, we urge them to get town planners involved. Of course, other professionals, architects, engineers who are of the built environment profession, so that there won't be lacuna in implementation we had in the 2003 fiscal planning law. A new town development will bring up neighborhood design, neighborhood plan. Well, I must also say the assembly members must not play politics with this.
So it will bring out new development, new plans, and it's very true. Like I made mention of Lagos earlier on, if you from the quote Lagos Ibadan Expressway, you can almost not tell where Ogun starts or stops and where Lagos starts or stops. You can't. There are big buildings, there are estates all over the place. And with estates will come hospitals. With estates, you come bars, restaurants. With estates, you come swimming pools, you know, recreational centers, clubs. And I'm not talking about your discotheques and your dance halls. I'm talking about, you know, clubs where people can play lawn tennis or tennis, or where people can play basketball, you know, sports. All those things are bound just between Bega and, I would say, let me see, okay, let me say Maza. But, and this is in Lagos. It's caused a lot of problems. You know, you have boundary issues. Oh, this is our... But the point I'm trying to make here is this. Lagos is not, in quote, centralized to Victoria Island or Surulere or where else? Ikeja or Ikoyi. It's not. It's expanding. But with that expansion came changes that are not physically obvious, but we're in the practices people have been used to. My name is Jude. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Podhakot. 92.3 Nigeria United. Let's talk.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
So 0817923 0002 0817923 0007 0817923 0007 0817923 0007. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809030 6416 0809030 6416. 0809 030 6416. All right, that's where you send us a message on WhatsApp. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook, and on X at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. Isaac here on my page saying, hi, Jude, good morning. It's not enough, like you said, to have buildings. But you have to ask yourself, Jude, when they're having this town planning, do they consider the communities themselves? Some of these communities have been there for thousands of years. They have certain practices that you really don't just uproot people and send them to go somewhere because you're building new roads, schools, and hospitals. There needs to be proper dialogue across all platforms between those who are carrying out the, in quotes, building and the development, and those who have been there before the building and development. Zion is in GRA. Interesting comment there, Zion. Do you agree with Isaac, Zion?
Was it true? But the area I want to consider more is the indigenous people involvement in embracing the development. You cited Lagos. Between Ogun and Lagos State, don't forget, Lagos is not the name of a city. Lagos is the name of a state.
Mm-hmm.
And the capital is Ikeja.
Is Ikeja.
I wonder when we will remember that the capital city mentioned Ikeja. We talk about Lagos. Now, don't forget, the Lagos is also encroaching on the state.
Mm.
That is the Lekki Ikpe and the rest of it. Now, the presence of the indigenous people is to say, no, don't demolish this building. It has stayed for over 80 years. We want to preserve it for our children to know our story. Do we do that? No. Certain trees should not even be tempered. I mean trees. Should not be tempered. They are also like artifacts or lyrics of that community. Jude, do you know that any community a growing market is found, there always used to be a tree there?
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that before.
Yes. This truth is, all these are stories we should be preserving for our children. But what do? Do we give us peanuts? They will demolish the tree. They will give us peanuts in the name of compensation, demolish a building that has stayed there for over 100 years. Houses our fathers used. You normally brought this guy from Ikwere to your studio to speak. And he always makes the mention of legacy. I ask, can any Ikwere person pinpoint the house or the earth legacy lived? I guess nobody knows. Legacy, ask him anything, any day you see him, ask him. We have demolished it, even sold that land. What will happen? Histories are gone. So as development is coming, the indigenous people should be conscious to say, look, this and this and this is needed. Look at the Gwinnett Valley and the poor areas. They normally what they call agility, which is the wrestling festival. Are they still holding it? Is this the prominent that it used to be when we were growing up in Port Harcourt, we used to attend those wrestling? Are they still doing it? Or they have politicalized it? So I think as they call for town planner, they should also look especially for the indigenous people contribution. Where they can be able to tell the government or the developers what kind of building that is needed, what is also needed to be done, trees and houses not to be tempered, and also within them, they should learn to also sustain their culture, their wrestling, their New Yam festival, their traditional dance, their songs. Get a heart. I think here they call it Obiri, where you can tell these stories, document your stories, because most communities have lost the documents that bind them, Mr. Lyon.
All right, thank you very much. Zion, okay, all right, it's going to address something here. Okay, all right, you can hear me clicking, right? I'm responding to a complaint. I don't quite understand. I don't know. Okay, we'll have to address that later on. All right, Jude, good morning. One of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen from the sky is Germany. Everywhere looks like it was painted on. The lines look accurate. You can tell where this place is starting and where this is stopping. Even the rivers seem to be designed in such a way that they don't even get to flow beyond their setting banks. That's what proper town planning is. It's brilliant, not just from the land, but also from the air. People can appreciate, and that's why people will respect their environment if it's properly planned. That's what we need. Any practice that doesn't fit into that particular vision should be done away with. Robin is in HA. Robin, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, my brother Jude.
Good morning.
Jude, I know that you're asking a question, but I would like to pose a general question. What is the job of Ministry of Culture and Tourism? What is their work? Do you know the job of that ministry? People just sit down somewhere in exotic office collecting salary. What is their job? Ministry of Culture and Tourism is whose duty to encourage the indigenous people to maintain their culture? Remember that ministry?
I agree, Robin. Wait, hold on, Robin. I agree. I don't know if you ever paid attention. There was a conversation I had with our local Dibia, China Achiori Quarryman, a few months ago, where we talked about, you know, the sacrifices that we used to see along the roads in some parts of Port Harcourt. I don't know if you caught that conversation. Now, some people said they should continue, right? And some say, no, it's fetish. Now, all of this is because those places have become more developed. Now, you're not seeing most of, I don't know when you last saw somebody bring out a cocoyam and kill the chicken at a junction in your neighborhood, but people are saying they're not seeing it any longer. And they're saying now that our culture is dying, that they want to be able to sacrifice things.
You see, it's just a coin.
It's a coin.
There are two sides of the coin. Those who say they are not seeing it because they are passing through where they are not seeing it. Like I pass through area that I'm seeing them.
And you're happy with them?
Yes, that is the truth. I'm seeing them. Part of the area I live in a church.
And you're happy with them?
About 4 or 5 days ago.
And you're happy with them?
What their condition provides? Dream of what you... Allow those who want to do their thing to do their thing.
This is thing. Well,
the first election, don't you see them at the INEC office? Why you not see people there at foreign libation? Are you not seeing them? No, dude, I want to ask you.
There were pictures, videos. We even had, if you remember, Robin, we even had a former presidential candidate who came to the courts with a babalawo.
Good. Because our constitution allowed that. That is why I have this argument. I have never agreed. Each time the former governor of Zanzibar said 100% Christian, I said no.
Okay.
Because my former local government chairman, Ahoda Ife, was a doctor, a native doctor.
Okay. Christian is now Ahoda. Christian, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Mr. Ife.
Good morning, Christian.
Mr. Ife, I complain with the former caller now.
Hmm.
The work of the work of Minister of Culture and Tourism. Do you know some of these countries, civilized countries, they don't have food, they don't have anything. They don't have any other way to make much money like Nigeria, but they have tourist area that people travel from here
and go very true.
The government and around.
Thank you. All right, Christian, thank you very much. So you should be allowed, not everything should be, you know, discarded, you know, and I agree, but there's some practices that, yes, maybe they would, like, sir, like the first caller made mention, maybe they will have to just undergo a natural, you know, demise. Uh-huh. But maybe there are certain practices that, you know, should be actively discouraged. That's what I want to find out. What are those? How do you manage those practices, whatever they are, however you see them? So 0817923-0007. All right, don't forget, later on, 11 o'clock, all things being equal, I beg to differ debate will start. We have two sets of brilliant debaters joining us, and the contestants are already primed. I'm even getting information that some of them are starting to come in. So get ready. Go have your batteries recharged. Make sure you are in a comfortable place to listen to arguably the region's best debate program. You don't want to miss it. Arguably. All right. So 0817923-0002, 0817923-0003 at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X @Nigeria Info PH. And if you just join us, we're talking about development in Port Harcourt as the place spreads now. You know, just over the weekend, we got to hear that, look, there's a town planning committee. There's a bill to that effect. And, you know, there are obvious benefits to this. You know, decentralize, you know, the area. Like, what's his name? Zion made mention that, look, a lot of people don't remember that Ikeja is a capital. Lagos is the state. Ikeja is the capital, right? But the level of development has spread so far that a lot of people don't even remember Ikeja as capital. A lot of people don't. Everybody just goes there and says, oh, this is the Lagos we did. The whole place is Lagos. Iyanapaja is Lagos. Begao is Lagos. Ekpe is Lagos. But all of these areas, all of these communities, see, I like for you to liken it to the way Ahoda is, right? Ahoda is about, what, I'd say 25, 30 minutes away from Choba Junction. So it's about 25, 30 minutes away, all right? You get to Ahoda. But from Iyanapaja to, let's say, Ikeja, it's almost an hour's drive. It's almost. And now, let's juxtapose the vast scenario to communities in Taraba. I remember a friend of mine who went to Taraba and even Jigawa. The next local government was 3 hours away. 3 hours. Now, imagine if all those areas were developed. Proper town planning. That's what people want to see in River State. Let everybody not be in Port Harcourt area alone. Ibiso is speaking to us from Audley Road. Ibiso, good morning to you, please.
Yes, you, good morning.
Good morning.
About the development you are discussing of. That's in Lagos. Sometimes I used to have people, if I'm in the circle, which local government is, because you don't know the next local government you are going into. You need development is there. Like you are talking about the Anapaja. The person that is seen at Yanapaja is not envying somebody that is seen at Ikoyi. Because everybody at his own area is his own Jerusalem. I was in Lagos. My brother is staying at the Kiefer area. I've been for the past 6 months. Because everywhere you are is like Jerusalem. The government here in the island, you don't know which other government is, which other government is, because of the way the development is going. Like here, when you are leaving India for Kemo, you see that you are, you know, that here.
Yes.
The development here is something else, my brother. It's good for our food to emulate such things.
All right, so but the worry Ibiso, that we're trying to get at is, you know, as development comes, people ask, what are the practices that, you know, people should, you know, either let go of or modify? You know, people are worried that, okay, for example, I spoke to somebody and person said, if they make our order like Port Harcourt, wouldn't our order become as dirty as Port Harcourt? Do you understand?
Just come on, please.
Well, I spoke to somebody. The person said, look, he's afraid that if they make Ahoda as good as Port Harcourt City, that Ahoda might become as dirty as Port Harcourt, because, you know, people will come, they'll be throwing their dirt, nobody's cleaning, you know. Those are the kind of practices. Yeah.
I disagree with the people. I disagree with them.
Okay, like, why?
Lagos, let me tell you about Lagos. I want to say this on air now. Lagos is now, the way they develop Lagos, if you are in your area, that, like maybe you are staying in Ashley Street, Ashley Street are paying to the citation for that come and take this thing. Every house that paying to that authority. So nobody will return anywhere. If you want to develop, put a law, make everything, you know, nobody will return anywhere in getting dirty. Let them develop that area. I would is a local government. They get my body, all that is. All local government are supposed to develop. When they develop that area, dude, Port Harcourt will even reduce the population, because
that's the aim.
Go there. Investment will go there. You know, you understand? The Warana area with roads. Like, look at Tolmina Bridge. Make this place with each road. People will go there. And the people will go there. Look at Bakana. Bakana is close to Abuna Wharf. How many meters to Bakana? How many meters to Tombia? Link there. Where you link them? The people will go there. Nobody will get treated. Who's there? That's not an excuse.
Okay.
For me, they want to do it.
All right, Bishop, since that's no excuse, you know, people worried about, you know, the sanitation levels, wouldn't be, could it be? Well, rule of thumb, you know, if more people generate more trash, right, when a new place develops, that's what's going to happen. Because obviously, whilst you may have more people who would have good intentions, you're also going to have more people who would not keep to the rules and regulations. Like I said, just straight up rule of thumb. All right, we'll be wrapping up shortly. Get to read some messages. Keep sending them to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. 92.39 GM, we'll be back. All right, so welcome back. Let's get to wrap up this morning as we read your messages. Good morning, Jude. Development is not just about building structures. It's also about changing and reorientating the mindset. If you get to some certain developed places, they may not have as big buildings as you might have in other places. For example, New York has a lot of skyscrapers, but if you go to other parts of the US, they don't have as many skyscrapers, but you could still term them developed, and they're all well planned. And it's not just about looking nice from the sky. It's about having the access to the resources and having those resources work for the betterment of the people. Town planning is not just about building houses or structures, it's about creating access. Okay. It's about creating access. Thank you very much, Philip, for that comment.